entertainer was just 6 years old. He tells the story. He sang one line of one song in his church's Christmas pageant. A child, sleeping in the night with a tail as big as a kite. Whoops. That ain't exactly the way that it's the star that has the tail, not Jesus. All right? So he was, you know. Most of us are familiar with that song. Do you hear what I hear? And we know how it goes from do you hear what I hear to do you see what I see? Do you know what I know? I bring this up because our passage talks about John the Baptizer. That's the way Mark refers to him in our passage here. And we typically think of John as a hell, fire, and brimstone preacher, scolding, threatening, and condemning, you brood of vipers. But just as Tim sang the song differently, so Mark sees John differently. And sometimes different can be exciting. My mom was telling me the story about her great-grandson, Miles. He came running into the kitchen one morning. His mom and dad were making a fancy breakfast, and they had put on a live stream church service. And he came running in all excited. This is the best church service ever. This is the best church service ever. And I'm thinking, it's our service. Turns out it was a parade. Somehow the channel got changed. It was just, yeah. John the Baptizer was preaching and sharing the gospel in such a way that it excited people. It was the best news ever. And a parade of people went out to see him. They had to go out of their way to go see him, to go listen to him, and to hear his message of good news and to get ready. Our passage reminds us that Advent helps us prepare, not out of fear, not out of judgment, but out of hope and opportunity, out of excitement and adventure. This is going to be great. This is good news. It's kind of like a special date, you know, that you've been looking forward to. Maybe it's a romantic date, or maybe it's a graduation, or maybe it's a wedding, or some other special event. And you get yourself all cleaned up, and you want to look your best. You want to make sure everything is just right. And you prepare. You get cleaned up. Or like when family or friends are coming over to visit. You know, my mom hosts the Christmas dinner. Every year, she hosts the Christmas dinner. She started getting ready for this Christmas dinner last Christmas. All right, she just gets so excited and wants everything to be just so right, and you prepare. And John the Baptizer helps us to see that the good news is to offer us a clear vision of hope, not fear or desperation, not judgment or condemnation, not scolding or criticizing, but encouraging and empowering. It's about seeing the possibilities of what a life with God can look like. That's what we do. We speak from a place of grace. When we do, we are gracious in our words and in our actions. We offer encouragement, excitement, and enthusiasm. Did you know that in Hebrew and in Greek, the word angel is the same word as messenger? They're the exact same word. That's what an angel is. Is a messenger from God. And in Mark's gospel, John the Baptist is a messenger. John is an angel dressed in camel skin and a leather girdle, not wings and a halo. Who knew that God's angels can wear camel skin and leather girdles? Or what you're wearing today? Because see, each of you are messengers. You share God's message. This is our time to share joy, not fear, to fill the air with excitement and anticipation, sharing hope and encouragement. God is not a mean Santa on steroids, making a list and checking it twice to see who's naughty and nice. God is calling on John and calling on us to share a message from God, to share good news, to make sure that no one misses out. to make sure that everyone knows that they are included. No one is left out. Everyone is invited. John does not speak words that are confrontational and condemning. He offers an opportunity of getting ready. The people's confession comes from a desire to be clean, to rid themselves of the dirt of guilt and shame and the burden of feeling that they're not good enough. John is letting us and others know that we are not being called into the principal's office because we are in trouble. We're being called into God's presence because we are loved. At the beginning of the sermon, I shared the joke about what happened to Tim Hawkins when he sang, "Do you hear what I hear?" and how he got the words wrong. Because unfortunately, today, sometimes some people get the message wrong. And we have the chance and the opportunity to tell people the truth. We not only receive the good news, we share the good news. We not only get ourselves ready, we share the excitement and the joy and encourage others to get ready. It's a different kind of a contagion, a cure for the virus of our sin and brokenness. This is good news. We are God's messengers, not dressed in wings or halos or camel skin and leather girdles. We are clothed in compassion and gentleness and kindness, clothed in God's love and grace. We share the good news of God's love. This year, due to COVID, online orders are way up. And delivery drivers are needed for everything from groceries to Christmas gifts. And apparently there's a shortage of delivery drivers. Well, as Christians, we deliver good news. And more delivery drivers are needed to share the good news, the excitement, the gift of Christmas. Despite the way that Tim Hawkins sang the song, Jesus does not have a tail. But he does have a heart for all of God's children. There are a lot of misconceptions about God out there. And whether we're wearing a camel skin or something else, we are the messengers that proclaim the truth of God's love and grace. It's not a warning. It's an invitation. And that's good news for all. Amen.